Hey, my name's Tony T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I was born back in 1977, the same year that Star Wars came out. Now, I didn't see it in the theater as an infant, but I did get to go see it when it was re-released in conjunction with The Empire Strikes Back. Fun fact, it wasn't until that theatrical re-release that the chapter title Episode 4 and the subtitle A New Hope was added. Now, I remember that big climactic cliffhanger at the end of Empire when Luke comes to the cloud city of Bespin to fight the evil Darth Vader and to rescue his friends, when suddenly, in the height of that conflict, one of the most famous revelations in cinema came to us.
No, I am your father.
No. No. It's not true.
Now, that was not what Luke wanted to hear. It was not what he wanted to believe. And in desperation, with nothing but Vader in front of him and gravity beneath him, Cool Hand Luke lets go and falls down the exhaust shaft. He's thankfully rescued by the Millennium Falcon, gets his prosthetic arm, and the movie ends. And then we had to wait for 3 long years, wondering, debating, discussing if Vader was actually telling the truth or if this was another deception, a trick of the Empire. Now, to us, today, all these years later, we've seen Return of the Jedi, we've seen the prequels, we've seen the sequels. With the knowledge that we have and the benefit of hindsight, we take for granted that Vader was telling the truth when he says, "I am your father." Like, we know that that's the truth, that's the reality of it. But Luke didn't know that, and as hard as it was to imagine it back in 1980, we didn't know either. It reminds me of Abraham from the book of Genesis in the Bible. Now, what do we know about Abraham? We know that his name was originally Abram, and God changed it to Abraham. God made a covenant with him, promised a land to him, that he had many sons, and that I'm one of them, and so are you. Right arm, Luke. Right arm. Too soon. But Abraham had to make a choice without knowing how the story would end. In Genesis 12, 1 through 4, the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to a land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you'll be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you, those who dishonor you I'll curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went as the Lord had told him. Now listen, he didn't know where God was leading him. God said, "I'll take you to a place that I'll show you. Basically, follow me and then I'll show you where we're going. You have to trust me before you take that first step." Now we know because we've read the whole story. We have the benefit of hindsight, but Abram didn't. Hebrews 11 says, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going." Genesis 15, later on it says, "He believed the Lord and he counted it to him as righteousness." Now, wherever you are in your life right now, you might be going through some things that have you left with questions and not answers. You might not see hope in the situations that you're in right now. It can be hard when we don't see what's around the next corner to move forward with confidence. But God has made you a promise too, and he knows what your tomorrow holds. You might not see it, you might not know or understand it, but you can trust, you can believe, and you can move forward in faith. It is hard to see sometimes. It's hard to feel when you're in the in-between times of life, when you're in between Ur and Canaan, like Abram was, or maybe better said, when you're in between Empire and Jedi, like Luke was. But God is the author and the finisher of our faith. You might not see it, but God knows. He's already there, and it's already laid out for you. Something wonderful. Search your feelings. You know it to be true. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and come join the discussion at our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.